No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain-rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, it's been brought to my attention that George Brett in the 80s hit in the 390s. Now, I am adopting the Royals as my favorite baseball team now that we moved back to Lincoln. I really tried to make it the Rockies when we were close to them. It was just hard. They sucked too. But I really tried to. But I am officially adopting the Royals now. So there's no disrespect to Brett, to the Royals. I still have that image of him charging out of the dugout, just ready to go in my mind. I'll never get that out of my mind. Uh-oh. All right.
Austin's a big Royals
fan. Oh, okay. So no disrespect. I basically just stopped at the 90s. That was the only reason I didn't bring up George Brett, because that happened in the 80s. So all due respect to George Brett, one of the best to ever do it. All right, I just kind of was like, all right, I'm going to cut it off at the 90s, and that's why I stopped with Tony Gwynn. But yes, Brett was in that conversation as well. If there's a third person who hit 390 or above, let me know. Let me know before the 80s, because now we've cut it off at the 80s. If there's someone between Ted Williams and George Brett that hit 390 or above, feel free to let me know. I don't want to leave anybody out or disrespect anybody. All right. It's crazy because we got 2 hours and I still feel like I'm short on time sometimes, Jake. So I got to have cutoffs somewhere at points. Anyways, all right, real quick. Nebraska softball, the number 18 Nebraska softball team. Basically, they're just mollywopping people, which is pretty cool to see right now. They had a great weekend. They had 20 home runs. Mercy ruled 5 straight teams. Jordy Ball, as I mentioned earlier in the show, threw her first no-hitter as a Husker. Outscored their opponent 69-9. 69 runs to 9 runs. Outscored them by 60 runs. All right, Mercy ruled 5 straight teams. So Nebraska softball is a team that we brought guests on, and they've said they have women's college World Series type potential and even expectations. When I asked Emily Eamon, who has called and covered women's college World Series games, do you think they'll be there? She said yes. Now, we got to beat more ranked teams. They don't play a ton of ranked teams in the Big Ten, with all due respect. They don't. That's why these non-conference games matter a lot, but they are mollywhopping and curb stomping a lot of other teams in the process. All right, Nebraska softball is going to be an exciting team to watch, just like baseball, just like basketball. All right, I love that all Husker sports seem to be on the rise. All right, we're going to get to tennis here in a minute, wrestling in a minute as well. All right, as a team, Nebraska is now 8-2, hit .446 over the 5-0 weekend with 20 home runs, as I mentioned. The Huskers scored at least 10 runs in all 5 games in New Mexico, marking the first time in program history Nebraska scored 10 or more runs in 5 consecutive games. All right, Ava Kuzik powered the offense on Sunday with 3 home runs. You ever hit 3 home runs in one day, Jake?
I never hit one.
You never hit one?
No, I never did.
Did you play baseball growing up?
I did not.
Oh.
I struck out in slow pitch softball, so that lets you know how bad I am.
How slow?
Oh, they were underhand.
Dude, you got to come over to my house. I got wiffle balls. You can't be striking out in slow pitch softball, but that's okay. Everybody's got to start somewhere, right?
That's right.
Trust me, there's places I've started that Yeah, they were pretty bad, and then they're still pretty bad, but I'm working on it. All right, ladies and gentlemen. She tied the school record for home runs in a game. All right, Kruzek became the third Husker to hit to homer three times in a game. She went 4-for-4 with six RBIs, while Jordy Ball batted behind her in the lineup, also went 4-for-4 with two doubles and a triple. The duo combined went 8-for-8 against Montana and notched two doubles, a triple, three home runs, seven runs, and seven RBIs. I'd have to double check this, but I think Jordy is tied with her with five home runs leading the Huskers on the season. Do you mind just double checking that real quick there, Jake? All right. See if we got any final thoughts here. The last time the Huskers started 8-2 through a season's first 10 games was the 2019 season. Are they indeed tied with five?
So Cusack has eight.
Eight.
But Ball does
Oh, they were
five.
Tied. Does Ball have seven?
She has five.
Oh, that's what it was. It was five going into the weekend. Then she had three. So she pulled ahead 8-5. All right. Dude, I love covering all these sports, but sometimes numbers get jumbled in my head a little bit. I knew they were tied. I thought it was five. That's right. 5 + 3 = 8. That is correct math. I'm not a math major, but that does add up, ladies and gentlemen. Huskers dominate in wrestling. Number 5, Nebraska wrestling team dominates number 21, Indiana, 39-2. Anytime I hear Indiana, I think of Kurt Cignetti. Do you? I just want to stick it to him. I just do. I was fine with him. And then he called us out for no reason before they played Notre Dame on national TV.
Oh, I tell you, that 56-7 loss that Nebraska took to Indiana, they're going to be replaying that in Bloomington for 10, 15 years. I went to a Kansas game, one Kansas game that I've been to, and they replayed the 2007. I mean, they were showing highlights of when they beat Nebraska 76-39 or whatever. Those schools that get those basketball schools, they get a big football win over Nebraska. They're going to enjoy those.
All right, moving on. My senior year was 06, just if anybody's out there wondering, okay? My senior year was 06. I remember a couple of those games. And thank God for Joe Gans finally putting up some points on the board on offense. But I'd be getting on the plane to go to a away game on a Saturday to play on a Sunday. And I was just like, what is going on the defensive side of the ball? Anyways, I just want to be clear. My senior year was 06. All right, now I thought this was interesting. 39-2. Indiana actually lost a team point for coach conduct. 39-2. When you've only got 3 points on the board, don't have a 30 or points taken away due to coach conduct. Maybe at that point, it just doesn't matter. So I've coached youth sports for it's going on year 9. I think I tallied it up at one point. Coached like 31 teams. I've been a head coach like 23 times, assistant coach 8 or 9 times, whatever it is. I've got one in almost a decade, Jake. One technical.
Uh-oh.
One.
What'd you do?
Nothing. I didn't do anything. I was sitting there sipping on my water, minding my own business. I may have said that was the wrong call. You absolutely suck and you need to evaluate your life. No, I didn't say that at all. I remember the game. I remember the opponent. I remember the team. I actually don't remember what I did specifically. I think it was nonstop harassment of the ref may have been technically what I did. So anyways, it cost our team 2 points and I had to sit down the rest of the game. And if you've ever seen me coach, I don't sit. I'm like Vershawn. I'm constantly standing and moving. I don't sit. In fact, it got to a point where I would sit. And so I coached this kid named Kai for years of football and basketball. I sat because I would try to sit, but then I'd be up like, boom. And he starts counting. So he does this about 2 or 3 times over the course of like a tournament weekend. And finally I go, what are you doing? He goes, you've never sat longer than the count of 5. And I'm like, are you kidding me with this? You're counting how long I'm sitting? Like, that's how well we knew each other as well. So anyways, no, it was a team we played a million times. Their coach actually hammered the refs all the time. He actually had been kicked out of games that we had played them. So I'd watched him get kicked out of the gym. So it's a tight game. It's coming down to the end. And I cost our team 2 points, and I can't even stand up, which is literally driving me nuts. It's like if somebody forced me to talk slow, I'd lose my mind. And I'm like, if we lose by 1 or 2 points, I'm going to be so mad at myself. We ended up winning by like 3 or 4 or whatever it was. But man, I still remember that to this day because my wonderful bride tends to bring it up from time to time. She actually brought it up the other day. Hey, Adam, you know how many technicals I've got over the years? And she'll hold up like 0 or say 0. I'm like, thanks. This other coach gets like 15 technicals tossed out of games. But all right. My one guffaw gets brought up. That's okay. All right. Shout out to the tennis team. All right. We got to go quick here. We are behind as always, but that's okay. Shout out to the tennis team. Big Red completed a 2-0 weekend, defeating Tulsa 6-1. Fresh off a 43 win at Ole Miss, the Nebraska men's tennis team notched another dual win on the road, defeating Tulsa, who is 6-6. They defeated them 6-2-1. Excuse me, on Sunday afternoon. The Big Red improved to 6-3 with the victory, staying in the win column and matching last season's 9-dual opening record. Four Huskers took straight set wins en route to the victory, which ended a 3-match win streak for the Golden Hurricanes of Tulsa. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed the first hour of this show, you're just joining us, like the ultimate Husker sports roundup, recap, review. Nebraska baseball, Nebraska softball, Nebraska tennis, Nebraska wrestling, men's basketball, women's basketball. We talk about Ricky Vaughn for some reason at a certain point and my technical foul, but you probably just heard that. When we come back, we've got three clips to play. Three clips. So you know it's a loaded segment. Matt Rhule, all right, talks about trying to maintain elite standards through mediocre results so far in his tenure as head coach. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.